Now, council meeting, and Nancy's going to turn on our paperwork. She ended up here while we were. Welcome, everybody. Our preacher, pastor, whatever, could not be here tonight. So if you'll bow your heads, I'll give it a go, okay? God, we ask for your guidance and direction as we come together to meet today. Grant us the strength to manage the challenges ahead and the wisdom to identify those as opportunities as we strive to serve the residents of Curie Beach. As we make decisions on their behalf, grant us the gift of an open mind, a willingness to learn, and humility to accept ideas of others. Please help us recognize diversity as a blessing and let unity be our strength. Amen.
Amen.
And y'all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. And Chuck's knocking me down with his chair.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Amen. Oh, everybody has their binder with them, I guess, and can I have approval of consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. I'm going to add under 6, we have got a contract for Andy to look it over for the fireworks for the festival.
Is that under new business?
Older business.
Oh, it's under new business. Yeah.
Okay. Contract for what?
The fireworks for the street festival. Okay. Now, do I have a...
I would also like to add to the new business the discussion of our recommendations to Senator Goolsbee and other members of our legislative delegation for what our legislative goals would like for them to be this coming year.
Legislative agenda. Okay.
And you want to put that under
7.
New business.
7?
Yeah. All right, with that said, anything else? Can I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve with added items 6 and 7.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, Brother Eby. This is Albert Eby, and he's with Wave Transit. He's going to speak to us tonight about the new transit service.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of Curie Beach Town Council. It's really a pleasure to be here. Most of you may remember we were down here about a year or so ago, made a proposal to provide what we would consider pretty intensive service down here to Pleasure Island. For those of you who may not be familiar, those in the public that may not be familiar, Wave Transit's an independent public transportation authority. We provide public transportation not only to the city of Wilmington, but to all of New Hanover County with limited support from New Hanover County, as well as service to Brunswick County. Since the last time I was here, we've started providing a van pool service as far as Elizabethtown. We have a van pool that goes to Jacksonville every day. We also provide intensive service under a contract with the University of North Carolina Wilmington. We provide 90%+ of the Medicaid transportation through a contract with the Department of Social Services here in New Hanover County. So we've got our fingers in a little bit of everything when it comes to transportation around here. If you recall, last time we were here, we talked about a vehicle registration fee. And while that wasn't successful in our efforts with the county commissioners, I told Mr. Lambeth on many occasions, we haven't stopped fighting for it. We're going to continue on that path. But one of the things that the council asked us when we were here last time, in response to some folks from the Help Center that were here, was to reach out to that folks, to those folks with the Help Center on Pleasure Island and see if there was something we could do to both identify the need of transportation here on Pleasure Island, especially to more retail areas, and not only Wilmington, but New Hanover County and around the medical center, but also to get a good handle on what the need is and how we may be able to possibly address the needs through our current structure. Well, it took us a little while to get around it, but thanks to the efforts of Virginia Noe with the Help Center and Commissioner Swearingen, who has been very helpful in getting everybody together and getting us all on the same page, we were able, in our short-range transit plan that we prepared with a consultant in 2012, to identify some areas where we could see some efficiencies and to provide extended service down to Monkey Junction. Instead of one route to Monkey Junction, we'll now be providing two routes to Monkey Junction. With that intensive service, one of the plans that we had was to deviate one of the buses that comes from Fordham Station, which is behind Costco in Wilmington, which is our new transfer and admin facility. The bus would come from Fordham Station to Monkey Junction with limited stops, and a certain number of trips from Monkey Junction would be deviated to Pleasure Island. This allowed us to not add any costs to the Monkey Junction shuttle or the express bus that goes to Monkey Junction, as well as provide some of the service down here. I think one of the things that I was most amazed with in working with the Help Center was the real need for public transportation here in Pleasure Island. You know, a lot of people, us folks that live up in Wilmington, we just think beach community. You know, you've got, you know, people that can take care of themselves. You don't have any poverty. You don't have anybody that needs any assistance from anybody. And with the assistance of the Help Center, we had over 120 surveys. And while we're still analyzing the data, we've only had the surveys about 3 weeks. We're still looking at the data. One of the things that our planning staff pointed out was the number of folks that live in Pleasure Island that don't have transportation to off the island. They're dependent on friends. They're dependent on family. The folks that do have limited amount of funds sometimes have to take a taxi cab just to Monkey Junction so they can access the services of Wave Transit. This can cost as much as $35 to $50 round trip for a $2 bus ride. We felt that we had to step up and find a way to address the need down here in Pleasure Island because, as I said earlier, we were created to serve not only the city of Wilmington, but New Hampshire County. So this deviation that we're talking about, and Laura's got some, or Nancy, I'm sorry, has got some brochures to pass out for you. This is our, what we call a pocket map. This is something that passengers can get. It's got each individual route on it, but this pocket map, it's a little crude, and I apologize if this is a proof from our printer, and we haven't finalized this yet because we're still seeking a little bit of feedback, especially from the elected officials, but one correction to the schedule, which is on the inside of the pocket map, is that we have added a 7:30 p.m. trip. So Monday through Saturday, we'll have five trips from Monkey Junction to Pleasure Island, starting at 7:30 in the morning and ending at 7:30 in the evening. On Sundays, we have limited service, so we'll only have the three trips starting at 10:30 in the morning and then 4:30 in the afternoon. We see this as a first step. This by no means is something that can't be changed as we get a better understanding of what the needs of the folks down here on Pleasure Island are. As you can see, the bus coming from Monkey Junction would go just past Town Hall at Carolina Beach, turn around there on Canal Drive and Carl Winter and come back. I think there'll still be a challenge for folks that live south of Carolina Beach to access that service, but certainly it takes out a large area that has been unserved or underserved over the past. So while we're not where I think we can be and should be, we're certainly a lot better off than I think we were before we made this change. These changes are proposed to go into effect on February 3rd. That has to do with the opening of the VA clinic. And in my talks with both the developer and the folks that work at the VA clinic, I'm also surprised at the number of veterans, not only the need for services and great work that the VA clinic will be doing in Wilmington, but the need for veterans to have public transportation. So, well, a lot of folks may look at it as just a bus service and, you know, we have a limited role. Certainly we don't feel that our role is limited. We see our role as unlimited. We know there's a lot of folks down here that need the services we offer, even folks that may be able to afford it. There's elderly folks, and I know that driving for a young person like me in Wilmington can be intimidating. I'm sure that, you know, as folks get older, it can be even more intimidating. So this gives them another opportunity to access the medical services, educational opportunities, employment opportunities that are available a little bit further in them. So we're excited to bring this. Please look this over. Share it with anybody you want down here. If there are changes that can be made to this, minor changes, please let me know. We'll see what we can do. We're going to continue to work to provide more intensive service. I still think that a route from somewhere around where this route ends down to Fort Fisher is something that the community would respond to, and I think it would be very well received, and we're going to continue to work as that is one of our priorities. But I appreciate your time. As always, I appreciate, really, I think, for demonstrating to us and allowing us to understand the need of the folks down at this end of the county, because for too long, I think that your needs when it comes to public transportation were overlooked. And by pointing that out to us, I think it's going to make a tremendous difference to the folks who are out here. Again, thanks to Commissioner Swearingen and John. If any of you know that know Virginia Noy, please share your gratitude to her, because she was very instrumental in helping us get this launched and helping us understand the need.
Any questions? Oh, we have one from the audience.
What would be the approximate cost
$2.
Of a token from here to Monkey Junction and a connector to, say, the hospital?
$2 from Pleasure Island, Monkey Junction, and another $2. So you could do a round trip for $8. And once you get in our system, you can transfer to other buses without additional costs. And we'll have some maps, and we'll make sure that Nancy gets some, so you'll have them available for any of your citizens that want them once we get a final.
When will you load this one on your website?
Pretty close to the third. We're trying to do a little bit of outreach now. We don't want to confuse too many pastures, because there are some changes that are going into Wilmington. So my best guess is, you know, a week to 5 days prior, we'll put something out there saying, here's some of the changes that you can look forward to.
Monkey Junction, is that where Lowe's parking lot? Is that where
it's in the Lowe's parking lot. There's a bus shelter there, and it's fairly well identified in the parking lot.
Okay, and then coming into Carolina Beach, it's not anything to Curie Beach yet?
No, sir, not yet.
And when is your time frame for Curie Beach?
Our time frame kind of equals our money frame, unfortunately, and we're working, and yeah, I think part of the challenge right now is we're heavily supported not only by some local government, City of Wilmington, Hanover County, but a lot of our support comes from the state and federal government. And to some degree, we're under assault right now, and while I say it's one of our priorities, we obviously have to find the resources to bring it down to Curie Beach, but as I said before, it's going to remain one of our priorities, but that is there.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor.
Discussion and consideration of reappointment for Craig Galba for a 5-year term. Any discussion? John, nobody wanted to take the chairmanship?
That wasn't discussed. But in the meeting that was not discussed, after the meeting it was discussed, and we're going to make that nomination next month.
Well...
So this just reappoints him as a member, not as the chairman?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
He is going to stay on as the chairman. Okay. Yes, he's already said that. It just hasn't been voted on by the board.
Okay. Well, I thought that, you know, originally it was set up where they moved the chairman around a little bit.
It should have been. It was missed on the agenda for the January meeting.
Huh. Okay.
We figured it out after the meeting had adjourned.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion that we reappoint Craig to another 5-year term.
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Discussion and consideration of the department head business, administration, finance, Copenhaver and Benson.
These things have already been approved, and most of them have already been done, and we're just trying to keep you up to speed on them. You should have the change order number 9 sitting there. I just want to go through and review what each one was. As you can see on number one, it's labor materials and equipment to erect a sign structure at the beach crossover. Nancy felt like this should have been included for our heritage grant that wanted the crossover funding, the boardwalk funding, and the park all tied in together, so we thought it'd be a nice feature to put a sign up over the new crossover.
And would I just add that was actually approved at the August meeting? It's just we have the final number at that point in time. Mm-hmm.
Number two, plain and simple, we repainted the old retaining wall on the south end of our property.
Was it our wall?
It is our wall, yes, sir.
Okay.
Number three, the railing that goes up the handicap ramp had to have an additional tow rail installed along the bottom 2 inches of the railing. This was per building inspector making that request. And number four, due to planning mistake by between our engineering firm and our landscaping engineering firm, we had to increase the width of the paver crossover by 3 feet along the road. Now, I have spoken with our engineering services, our town engineer, and he has agreed to spot half of that number there due to his mistake.
So he's going to pay for $300 of it?
Yes, sir. And that explains change order number nine. Do y'all have any questions about that?
So, only one question.
Yes, sir.
It's more a gig than a question, right? So, on the cover page from the contractor, it says revised contract completion date number 27/2012. So, I mean,
I disregard that.
Yeah, obviously, but I think, I mean, if they're going to sign that, and we're going to have our mayor sign it, they should give a hard date. I know we're hitting them daily cost overruns now, but they should tell us the revised date in their paperwork.
Have you got the cost overruns to date?
We are anticipating, well, I'm going to give that update here in a few minutes. But right now, we do know there's a couple $100 overruns that are going to come up that have already been approved, but we don't have the change order in hand. But if you don't mind, I'm moving right into the
front see if he update. Has anything. You got anything?
Okay. No, that was it, really.
Okay.
So you need us to vote on that, right?
You're all
for the approval of the change order.
Yeah. Yes. Make a motion we approve change order 9.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
You got more help coming, Sasha.
To give you an update on the park, the mayor has been down there, so I know he knows what's been going on. It feels like the pieces are coming together. Things have finally fallen into place. Monday, they paved the road, and they did a pretty nice job, in my opinion. It went pretty smoothly. The paving job is nearing completion. Everything's starting to fall into place. We went through Thursday of last week and did a fairly extensive punch list along with the architect and the engineer and the contractor. There will be one more smaller punch list, but that was the big one. Most of it was painting, touch up, caulking, things like that, and things you'd normally find on a new building project. There have been a couple of things that we've approved that should add to the project. Most of them are small amounts in a couple of $100 range, as I mentioned previously. One of the biggest things that have come up recently is that with our back to the property where the playground area is, we've noticed that there is a drainage issue. And the mayor has noted that. And our town engineer has made a recommendation of a fix for that, which will cost us approximately another $2,680.
That's just for the catch basin?
No, sir. That's for the catch basin in the sod area to kind of redirect everything to drain to that area. And so I wanted to bring that before the board to find out what their wishes are. his recommendation is to move forward with this and get it done before the rest of the landscaping happens, because it will save money.
They've got a water problem coming down at the motel at the lowest spot, and if we don't put the catch basin in there, they're going to keep having to rework the landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of those things that it would be nice if we had noticed it when they were building it, but we didn't.
It's about like every other change order. So, I'm looking for your direction on that, and I'm approval to move forward.
Has he got an exact price?
$2,680 is the price that I was given.
Okay.
And has Sonny looked at the plan? Because he's going to have to maintain it?
Sonny has not looked at that plan. It has been approved by the town engineer that approved the rest of the plan for the entire park.
Okay. Sonny is aware of the problem.
Yes. Okay. If he but I mean, he's aware of the solution too?
I don't know that he's
because the catch basin, he'll end up owning it, right?
Yes, sir. I have not. Probably yeah. Speed on it. I'm not sure if Mayor Jim has other.
I haven't.
Well, I mean, technically, the property owner that the rain comes off of is not supposed to let it run on 2 hours.
Right.
But getting that property owner to fix it is.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of that, my only question is, the public works director is going to own it.
Yeah.
I'd like him to say he's okay with the solution, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the ongoing maintenance cost, I hope he's been sort of involved in some of this, but he's going to, it's going to be in his budget. He's going to.
Well, if it's not
if
put
it plugs
in,
up, his guys come yeah. Saturday afternoon to fix it and all
if
kinds of
stuff.
If
it's not put in, he's going to have a real budget problem.
Right. So. I mean, I'm fine with it, pending. I would like the public works director to approve it before we say that's the right solution.
Are we calling on this change order number 10?
It's probably going to be part of change order number 10.
Part of? Yeah. Well, so there's more?
Well, that's what I was referencing earlier. There's a couple of
okay.
smaller right. changes that are coming
so
down.
So before I make a recommendation that we approve this, you can give the rest of them?
Right.
Okay, I'll wait.
I'm going to go ahead and approve this now. But you're going to approve change order number 10 in general? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I want to hear the rest of them first.
The rest of them.
I mean, I don't have a problem.
The rest of them have already been approved, also.
Okay.
They'll be coming to you as, formally.
Okay.
I make a motion that we go ahead and
approve
the stormwater problem that we have and add the extra catch basin for $2,600.
Second.
It's discussion. It's got to be done.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with that. If Sonny wanted it a little different, I think the engineer and him should talk about it instead of here's something you own that you didn't get to look at all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine with that.
We had many problems or just changes before this. I mean, it's been so smooth. We certainly don't want.
We had Oh, yeah. It's been wonderful.
I'll make sure that Sonny has reviewed it and okays it before we proceed.
Yeah.
Okay, how about I change it to make a motion that we approve the $2,600 change order after Sonny looks at it.
Contingent upon Sonny's.
Something like that.
I'll second that.
Okay. How's that? So if you can look at it in the morning, we can get this thing moving on.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll approve it.
Take first your motion back the and then.
I'll take my first motion off the table.
Okay. And your second motion is?
To go ahead and approve the $2,600 change order for the stormwater after Sonny looks at it.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signal us saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Other than that, as I said, everything's been long. It looks like we're going to be completed in about 2 weeks. That's my guess. The contractor says he'll be done the end of next week. So I'm basically putting it out the week after that.
So the 29th. 2 weeks.
We're hoping.
Well, can't we have a budget retreat there?
Other than that, I'd like to invite any one of y'all to come out and do your own personal bunch list with me. And if I can answer any questions for you as we go through that way. When it's all said and done, you'll come back to me and say, why wasn't that done right?
Yeah, that's fair.
So if y'all could just give me a call and say, look, I want to come out this time, I'm more than happy to walk through the entire park with you.
What did you, how much is it going to cost to paint the lights now?
I have not heard what that change is going to be. I'm not sure who's going to be responsible for that change.
And so on the punch list, Jim and I walked through the making the ceiling look all one color. That's on there, right? Outstanding. Haven't been through there, so I didn't climb over the fence this weekend, but good. Thank you. Can you forward us your punch list?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got anything, Jim?
No, just to agree with John that the pavers were the item that seemed to be slowing down all of the other subs. And working over the weekend, they pushed to get the job done so that the road could be put in. And they've got a little bit more to do around the large grassy area. And then we just turn the gardener loose.
So when will the road open? You have to wait until you're finished?
Judging by the way he's been, they'll probably wait until everything's completely done. Okay.
Because we don't have any striping or parking area.
Okay. Let's discuss one more thing down there. Now, the tot lot has a fence that goes the length of the tot lot and it turns at the end.
Yeah, 4 foot.
Okay. Right. The rest of the property down there behind the building is going to be accessible for anybody rolling, walking, falling, whatever, from the parking lot and the big mound of dirt. Now, can you get a price together for running that aluminum fence the length of the property?
Certainly.
That's a question that I asked
council about 4 months ago, and I was told not to. So.
Well, I noticed that the mound of dirt that is there now is encroaching on the park, and Ryan will have to adjust his landscaping. And that particular part of the building, I don't think, is going to be protected. So I think you need to run the fence down there.
Okay, I will get a price together, and how would you like me to proceed since we're kind of going to be finished in 2 weeks here?
If you want to poll the council against the price?
That's or the thing to do, poll the council.
We can push it forward for you.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I would like, if council didn't mind, I would like a gate offset from the stormwater catch basin.
Would you like a 4 foot gate?
Yes.
Okay.
Now you're talking about also that fence continuing up to the road on the side?
No, just the back.
Okay.
So the guy's driveway, when he turns in, it's going to be tight. If he keeps the house, it's going to be real tight. I would recommend that you gravel his driveway and adjust the.
That was already in the plan.
Okay. Very good.
Because there's been a lot of people on his property.
Yes, the Port of John is on his property now. Okay.
That's been one of the contractor's responsibilities that he has agreed to take on.
On the fence across the back.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are talking about a chain link fence.
No,
ma'am. No. We're talking about the same ornamental fence that is there.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to be sure.
Yes, ma'am. That,
like we talked about before.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah. The mound of dirt's already oozing over on the building. But anyway, thank you, John. Thank you, Jim.
Are there any other questions?
But okay. Please.
Can I count on you to get up with us and walk through the park?
Come on down and take a look.
You can count on me walking through it about every day.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. I'll get with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fire department. Harold has given me a price on some lights at the ball field, so we'll just save that to last. Police department. Public works.
Sonny didn't have anything.
Okay.
What is it?
All right. Discussion and consideration of old business. Proposal from the Beach Protection Committee to increase fine for littering. Chuck?
At the last meeting, the Beach Protection Committee brought to us that they wanted to increase the amount of fine for littering. Of course, the purpose was because we can't say no smoking, So hopefully we can go after the littery instead, the cigarette butts. The committee had recommended to raise it to $100. It was brought out at that meeting that it could be $250 at Ricefield. So there was some discussion backwards and forwards. It was decided before that was done that we would give it back to the Beach Protection Committee to let the to Andy and to police chief were to get together and okay it, get their input into it, and then we'll bring it back up this meeting. So they are proposing, they haven't set the exact amount, they just recommended 100, but we need to, I think, Hacker, you go on with one of them to talk to the police and to Andy about it. So did that happen? Did that take place?
I see no problem with it. I mean, if y'all want to raise it, you have that power to raise it.
Did the police chief have any input?
Yes, he wanted to. He's the one that's going to be enforcing it.
I know. That's what we asked in the last meeting.
Yeah, what was his input?
Do we know? Did he have
He said $100. He felt it was fine.
So he doesn't have any negative input?
No. It's just, you know, we've got to see it to enforce it.
Right. Yeah.
I kind of got this in the back door. Dean told me about it. It's existing, so I created this ordinance, and I left it blank because somebody said it was $100, and somebody said $250. So I left it blank for you all to vote on what amount you want to put it in there.
What do you recommend?
Excuse me. I just received this little...
Where is it from?
And it said $250. Somebody just gave it to me. I left this hand in for me. That's how I don't.
Okay.
Just so
what is it?
The top. Phyllis recommends $250.
The minutes of our January meeting.
Yeah. $250.
So are you recommending, you're saying...
I wasn't there at that meeting.
Is the committee recommending... What is the committee recommending?
That was the recommendation of the January meeting,
$250.
All right, so you went to $250. Okay.
That'll get them.
Yeah.
I'm going to $250.
That certainly gives them some teeth.
Well, but it's not just for... It's not just for litter.
Correct.
Right?
Well, it is for litter, but that covers bottles and cans and... That ordinance covers
the glass containers.
Anything that shouldn't be
alcohol on the beach. It's not
cigarette
just
butts.
Yeah. So this is what I said last time. So I'm fine, but I mean, so that means that any citizen that carries alcohol on the beach, and I've violated that ordinance, is $250, right? So I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but I'm saying, you know, I recommend we take it to $100 the first time and communicate that.
So you'll go down for $100, but not $250.
Well, no, I'll go down for whatever it is, or I'll change my ways. Right, I don't know what I'll do, or I'll run fast from Mr. Bowden if he's chasing me. Right? Yeah, or I'll run fast from Mr. Bowden or whatever.
Run down to the ocean, then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying that it's not just litter that's in this ordinance. So it's a bunch of other things that many of our citizens violate, including me, unfortunately, I guess.
I'd like to sell them $150.
I'll finally start the bidding, wherever you guys want, right?
That makes it higher.
Make a motion.
Makes it up, but not crazy.
Yeah, make the motion.
You make the motion, Chuck?
Oh, I'll make a motion that we finish Andy's form here with $150 infraction for the first offense. Second offense shall be subject to the offender to misdemeanor charge as by law prescribed.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor? Signal by saying aye.
Aye. Well, we also have to amend the town fee schedule, right? That's the second part of it.
Yeah.
So do we have to have a second budget?
Phyllis, you have to get all your little brochures back and write.
So make a second motion that we amend the town fee schedule to go in line with this. Section 1235.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Sample wording for consistent dogs on beach signage.
Again, in the last meeting, it was pointed out how we have several different signs with different input. And did you want to present that?
Did you get anything in your pamphlets?
We did.
Yeah, we got your copies.
You got pictures of this?
We got your list. We got your copies. Yeah, we have that.
That one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And the price of having 49 signs made would be $733.04.
Why 49 signs?
Why?
What's that, how many?
These are the entrances that you have on the beach. You have one on land side, you have one on the beach side, and you have one in the parking lot.
Okay, how many signs are there at these entrances already?
They're hit or miss. They're not the exact ones. The dates are wrong on them. Some of them are faded.
No, I don't mean dog signs. I mean signs. How many signs are out there when you go over to that beach? I see six or eight sometimes on some of them.
Well, that's unfortunately that's the way things have to be.
No, we make them either.
She's
it's
saying,
starting
like
to look. Oh,
you have to.
Starting to look like the bad side of Vegas. It looks trashy. It looks tacky. And now we're adding another sign on top of it, and our large
no.
sign.
We're not adding. We are not adding another sign. We are replacing
right.
a sign.
Okay, but the big, some of the big signs have other things, including no dogs on the beach, and they have April 1st to September 30th, and now we're going to change it to March 31st to October. I don't understand why the dates are changed. I don't fully understand the write-up here because there's no punctuation in it, but besides that...
This is just a rough draft. When we get in
well,
the
it's
person
unclear
whose business
whether
is
the,
doing it...
I'm talking, Tony. It's unclear whether this $150 fine is for having your dog on the beach during the summer. Is it a fine for... not having your dog on a leash during the winter? Or is it a fine for your dog pooping on the beach and not cleaning it up? Or all of the above, which means you could be fined $450. What, you know, it's a little, having that on there is unclear. Every time we change that, we're going to have to change all the signs again. But most of all, we have the big signs that we have all of our other information on, including dog stuff. And my last question, which you should know is coming, is have you talked to Sonny about this?
No.
Okay. I think you need to talk to Sonny before you come and talk to us.
I think that the request was for the Beach Protection Committee to come back with a sign, because that was the problem, was trying to decide what the sign
That's
should
correct.
Say and look like. And I had some of the same problems she did. It wasn't clear to me. It needs to be more clear as the dates. It needs to be more clear, because that was a problem before.
Well,
but that's not so much the date. But also, as she said, we need to make it so when they read it, they know exactly when they can go on the beach or exactly what the fine is and exactly what for. I'm not sure what it could... I've seen some down there that look pretty good. Now that, you know, there's three or four different kinds down there, I think... At least one of them looked pretty good. It had the right dates and it had the right sign. But I think they were faded. But the point is that maybe what we need is to see that a sign that we can all agree on that this is a good one.
Well, no dogs on the beach is what we want from March 31st to October 1st. We don't want to put years there, but we want that, correct? Well, does everybody agree to that part of it?
Well, it's April 1st to September 30th.
I could change it, but
yeah.
They told me to put March 31st yeah. to October 1st.
Well, our ordinance is April 1st to September 30th, so it should
so
be what the ordinance
says. So we could change that back to
right.
that.
It should be what the ordinance says, I think.
Right. right.
And I think, in Tony's defense, he's doing exactly what the council said at the December meeting, right? So he
that's,
went out and got...
Yeah. It's,
right? So, you know... If we don't like it, that's fine, but you can't beat him up for he did what we told him to do. Because this is what we directed him to do. He went and counted all the entrances. We talked at the December meeting about should it be at both or one, and agreed it should be at the beach side and the street side, and that's what he did, right? Now, if we don't like that, that's fine, but here's our recommendation, what do you want me to do with it? He wasn't told to go look at the 25 different types of signs that we put up over the, you know, 58 years of the life of the town, and, you know, consolidate all the signs at the entrances to one.
Right.
That wasn't what he was told to do.
You satisfied with the signage?
I don't think.
Well, this needs to be.
Well, but I think it has to
be. I mean, I think it's the right spending.
If we're going to correct it, I think it's right. We want to make sure we correct it this time.
Of course. This is just a rough draft.
Right.
I mean, the price that I got from you, for you, that's the price of a sign.
Yeah.
A blank sign.
Right.
So whatever we put on it, there's nothing extra. We're right. Buying the sign and they put
what size are these signs coming with?
The size of it? It's 12 by 18, okay. Aluminum, with radius corners. Now, we could change this to any nomenclature you would like. So the dates would be different. And dog must be leashed at all times. Is that okay with you?
Has Sonny got a post on both sides of the crossovers?
A lot of it has to be, the signage has to be worked on. It's not the best. We have to work on the signage.
Right.
That's my next step at SLAP, to go through and then try to unify the entrances.
And where do you plan to put them on the same every entrance rather than anywhere else on the beach side, for instance? What if you combine they stay off the...
Well, it would be on a beach side. There's usually a...
Let me put it this way. If I come here as a rental...
Yes.
I rent a house, and I go out on the beach with my dog. That's what happens.
From a rental on the beach.
So I'm never going to use an entrance, one way or the other, because I take my dog out the back, down to the beach.
Right.
And I think we need signs there somewhere where they can see that, because that's one of our main problems.
That's like
it doesn't have to be at the entrance. It could be where the, in combination, like you said, we've got so many signs. What about in combination with stay off the dunes?
It's a catch-22. I mean, you could go crazy. You try to protect the entrances going in, and hopefully the people who's renting a place will automatically know, which they don't care. They still bring the dog there. But you can't put a sign everywhere they're going to rent a place.
No. You still have enough signs that go up and down the beach. The question is where to put them. Because if you're going onto the beach, you see the sign, or you should. You're saying by putting them onto the beach, hopefully we're going to catch them coming back. It's a little late.
Yeah. Well, that's all our entrances for the entire strand.
Well, hopefully the rentals are passing out in this pamphlet right. So they got it at the beginning. Right? We provide them to the rental companies, right?
And we printed this month, yes.
Right, so hopefully those are in the rental properties, and they have all that in the pamphlet, which I really like, by the way.
Now, also on this, it says clean up after your pet. Is that acceptable to you? And then what would you like me to do with the fine? Eliminate the fine? I don't know how much more room I have on the sign to make it up. Would you like to eliminate this fine and not put it on the sign? Just tell me so I could.
I mean, Emily, kind of to get to your point, should we ask them to pull back what all signs do we have out there and work on a consolidated sign thing instead of fixing the damn problem? I mean, the Beach Protection Committee wanted this because of the dog issue on the beach. Mm-hmm. But your issue, I think, kind of has some truth in that each entrance is different, right? I go to E Avenue all the time, so I know those. But when I walk around and look, the signages are all different.
Absolutely.
And they're getting out.
And they're all over the place. And,
absolutely,
you know,
right.
And they look awful.
The CANA sign is the only thing that we have a standard for.
Right, the CANA sign.
John requires that, but all the rest of them are like all over the place.
What we have to do this year, SLAP has to go through the beach, all 49 of these areas, and see and make up some kind of a schedule. But this would be a start for the dogs on the beach, and then everything else that we have will be eliminated. This is, I think, a very good sign for keeping the dogs off the beach. Versus, you know, some signs might have dogs on it, some might not. And then we, as SLAP, we would have to go back and look at the entire strand. It is messed up. There's no question about it.
I don't think it's messed up. It's old-timey, but I think...
It's just...
Emily's point is we should consolidate to some standard, right?
You're absolutely
and
right.
So the question is, do we do this or do we move forward to make a standard and do it all together? Because, I mean, so for every person that doesn't like the dogs, and this is their important issue, there's the other people that don't like people like me drinking alcohol on the beach. So that's their sign that they want.
And they're ones that don't want us walking on the dunes, and they'll want their sign.
Right.
And, you know, if we could highlight this, you know, if we had one master sign, we could highlight the dog on there. Because
they won't.
It is such a big issue.
They won't.
But
yeah.
I don't know that they're going to read this just because it's a separate sign.
Well, if you want to get really technical, when some of these people go to the beach, they don't read anything.
Yes.
It's just that we're
people
trying
read it, they just say they didn't read it when they're talking to Mr. Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, they read all the signs, but they didn't read the one that they're in violation of, just like me, right?
There's a lot of signs that we have to correct. We just didn't have time to go through the screen to update them all. Like you said, the Cayman signs, the number of the Cayman entrance, which is very important for safety.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going through and we're going to upgrade on both sides this year.
I think the question of the council is, do we want to take a single action or do we want to refer back to them and make a consolidated plan for all the other things we want signage for and make one motto sign and take everything else off at all the entrances?
Well, you're talking about two different committees. The rest of that is
slapped. We actually created a committee in 2005 to do that. And it's, I think you're going to have the same trouble now. In other words, it's impossible to put all the signs on one sign or design the signs. Atlantic Avenue is supposed to have all these new signs right now, which I doubt if it does or going to have.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think you're going to not be ready for the summer as far as
absolutely not.
I think that perhaps if we can get the sign, it would end up the purpose. What they said back then was to try to put a bunch of signs on one large sign.
Right.
There weren't so many of them.
Yeah.
So this could be put on that sign along with the camera, along with the others. If we get the good, get a right sign, it can still be used, even though when you consolidate.
Well, when you consolidate them, it would be nice if they're aesthetically pleasing and you don't have an orange one and a green one and a purple
is this,
one.
Is
and
blue
they
with
clash.
White lettering, is this pleasing to use?
I'd rather have red, but that's okay. NC State.
So what do we want to do, right?
Let me say about the 150. I don't have a view one way or the other on this, but something you need to think about. You said earlier on the fees. Okay, to me, this littering is far, far worse than your bottles of beer. Okay.
That's your view, right? There's
so
people have a different
if six
view, right?
If 6 months from now we decide 150 isn't enough, we need to do 250, then we have to change all our signs.
Well, it says minimum.
It's up to you entirely. You asked me to do something, which I did.
Right.
We put the criteria that we thought you would like. Evidently, that the $150 fine is not what you like.
Well, it would certainly
get their fines apply,
and it would get their attention. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
That's why we did it, because with all the wording, it's usually the fee is the one that catches their eye.
Yeah.
Not the rest of the wording, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Let me ask Mike this: if you were going down here to catch one of these people, and you had a person out there with two big dogs in the middle of July, off the leash, and they're both pooping and not cleaning it up, would you give them three tickets or one?
And a beer and a cigarette.
Well,
cigar.
It really depends. It depends on honestly their attitude.
Their attitude.
Right.
Absolutely.
They might get three tickets. They might get one ticket. They might get no tickets. It also depends on that.
Okay. Right. Okay.
But this,
and I really couldn't tell you without
being so there. Minimum 150 would
right.
be
all these,
fine as opposed to minimum 150 per violation.
150.
Yeah, okay.
So the only thing you would like me to change is the date then?
And put some periods at the end of your sentence.
See where the leash is on the other side? Down at the bottom?
Yes.
Are you so attentive over...
experience.
You like how that is worded?
Yeah, the word is. And the $150 fine would be right under the, where they have the 9 a.m. and 5 a.m., you would have the $150 fine. You know, to go with it. It's kind of divided. It's divided into two things.
So the no dogs on the beach, the way the white sign is perfect.
What's the penalty, the fee for no leash?
You don't have to change it. Unless you change it.
$150.
Everything dog related, I believe, is $150.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was.
And what are the dates? I'm sorry. So I.
April 1st and September 30th.
September 30th?
Yeah.
That's how it reads. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the next line would be dogs must be leashed at all times. Now, you don't want it in that location?
Do you need cleanup after your pet? Do we need to let everybody know?
Well, yeah, because. It'll help the officers if they catch them, because the first thing they're going to say, well, where does that say on a sign? That's why we thought that the date, the leash, and the dog pickup was the most important three items to have on a dog sign that you have to give them a ticket.
That would come under a litter law, which we don't have on here, right?
Right.
So it could go crazy after a while.
I know. That's what I say.
This is less, all related
less
to
is,
dogs.
Less is more.
This is all related to dogs. So the dogs must be on leash at all times. Would you like it in that location? And you would like it worded the way the blue sign is, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then clean up after your dog or your pet would be fine.
Well, you got no dogs on the beach between a certain thing, and then you got clean up after your pet. So that's.
Well, that's when they're on the beach.
When they're allowed.
When they're allowed, people go on the beach without a scooper with their dog. I see it all the time. It's unbelievable.
And that's when he can give out all three tickets.
Whatever he would like to do, that's his prerogative. But it is up to the attitude of the person. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. We have great cops.
So chasing the dogs.
What he's doing now? Satisfied?
Yeah, I just pray after we see all of them, we're going to want to do something.
Now, before we go into print.
That's not half of it.
If we get the okay, I'm going to have her make up a sign. The way the wording is going to be
right.
On a piece of wood or a piece of plastic.
Right.
So you would see exactly how it's worded before we put them on the metal signs. And like I said, this bid is only for the metal signs. So I don't know if we have money left in our committee.
Now that's something else. Is this something that the town really, this litter and this dog problem, is this something we really need to charge it to the committee? Is this something the town can find in the budget somewhere? Because we're using up, only how much left? None left, and you've already got something else planned.
$700
left. Well, there's really about $500 left when we have a couple of additional things.
Okay.
And you got anything outstanding you think is coming, or you already included that?
That takes into account what
we're down to $500.
See, if he had talked to Sonny, we could make Sonny pay for it.
Excuse me, does that include the money that we spend for the pamphlets that will be reimbursed from the grant?
We'll
pay.
Yes, it does, because it's not really being reimbursed. The grant was included as part of our budget.
Oh, okay.
So that is coming out that money.
Put it off to the budget.
Mm-hmm. Now, then we'll get here before summer.
In the budget?
We can talk about it on the 31st.
Yeah.
Can you have an example of a sign by the 31st at our retreat?
I'll try to. But in all honesty, she probably would do this as a favor to me. But I would like your consensus more to a yes than a no, rather than me going over and asking her and the five of you say no and I look foolish.
Well, could you get her to do the sample just on a piece of paper instead of wasting some of her?
But I think Tony's point is, if we don't like that sample, are we going to pick a different one and do the signs? I think our consensus is we're going to, right? Is that sort of, yeah? So you had a consensus for council. Bring an example to our 31st meeting. Okay. So we can look at it, and then we'll have to work with our...
Oh, at the retreat. At the retreat.
And then we'll work on the budget.
Just put it on your part of the meeting.
I'll bring it to beach protection. They'll bring it up.
Yes.
Okay.
And the consensus, we're going to figure out where to pay for it. Arlo will give us some guidance.
It'll just be like what I'm asking you to pay for the...
Well, you need to ask Sonny how much it's going to cost them, because you don't have sign, you don't have posts for everything, too. So this isn't the total cost, right?
No.
Okay.
But we're going to be adding signs throughout the strand, so, you know, we could put the dog signs on where it would be the Kama signs and the number signs. So that, you know.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Thank you. Item number three, race event.
Yeah, okay, so we have two nonprofits that are working together to talk about putting on a race event since we had a falling out with the for-profit organization. And Ed Kenny from the Lifeguards is going to talk to council about it and get kind of your consensus on guidance for him so he can come back in February with a formal proposal to us. Ed, do you want to come up?
Yeah, basically Tom Russell and myself would like to team up and hold a triathlon event, kind of the same as Bill Scott in June, in the month of June. We had to come up with a solid plan. We just requested you guys' approval to move forward to come up with a plan for the meeting in February. And it's going to benefit the Step Up for Soldiers and the Cure Beach Fire Department.
And so kind of one of the things, as they're working on it, they'd like council guidance on which dates in June. They don't need to know tonight, but at the February meeting, kind of what they're looking for is they'll present the plan on their here's how we're going to do it, right, how we're going to run it, including here's what they think they'll charge the participants based on a similar size as what's done in the past, so limited at 500 people. And then kind of one thing I think council should consider is, should we ask Mr. Scott, are you having a replacement, and what dates you'd like us to avoid so we don't get in conflict with him? But I don't know if we want to do that.
Cure Beach.
Yeah. Because he had told us last time if we didn't use Cure Beach, he was going to do it somewhere else, and he had plenty of other places to do it.
Okay. Check the website real quick.
I already looked. He doesn't have anything in
mind. Wait a minute, and I'll tell you.
Okay, good.
Because my son works for Setup, and they're in the process of deciding who's going to work where across the four states, and Cure Beach is not on the schedule at all this period.
Well, I know that.
Right.
That's good.
I mean, he is not going to have one.
But is he going to have a replacement event that...
In Carolina Beach on June 6th.
That's right, so we don't do it the same weekend.
Okay.
That's what the question
was,
right?
I was not listening to you.
That's right. I'm used to that.
I was looking at him.
He's so good looking, he distracted. But I think that's a good way for us to go about it. But I wanted to ask you guys what you thought, right? And I think it should come from the town, not from Step Up for Soldiers and the fire department, saying, okay, you know, we're considering an event with nonprofits. Are there dates you'd like us to consider not doing it all to be good? I don't know. Nice people, whatever.
Well, his big complaint was last time we were at three things were going on that weekend. So
right.
I just think we should be considering.
So you're going to have the same triathlon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a 5K run for the parks and rec that's scheduled in April or something.
Right.
And I was contacted by Jim Martin. He's the YMCA guy. He wants to have one in September. So then yours is in June, and we're going to have too many. The town's going to,
I don't know. Let me ask you a question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, so who's
going to put it on? I mean, I don't want to overtax the police department, even though you get paid.
Yeah. So who's going to put on the one in April?
It's the Lyme's 5K for Lyme's disease. It'll be at the park. They're going to run somewhere. I don't know. They've got to work it out this week. but it's in April, but yours is
June. I assume we've already approved it, I just went to sleep?
The Parks and Rec's going to bring it to the board. He's got to get with them this week.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, I mean, I guess that's more for, do we think it's going to bother the citizens?
It is, right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the hotel owners have always said these events don't get very many people in there.
The two events that I've talked to people about are on the shoulder season, so.
Right.
Not in June.
Have you checked with the Chamber of Commerce to see?
We have not really planned a whole lot, we just wanted your approval before we went forward with that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I told them council needed to say it was okay before they did anything.
Mm-hmm. We didn't want to plan it all out and
get kicked. Yeah.
I think it's an excellent idea, and I just think that the problem will be the need for scheduling. You'll have to check with everybody in the county as to what's going on, because we always have conflicts every time we do something. But to get the conflicts all worked out, I think it's a good idea. We need to do
it. And it could be an annual event, which will be, you know, larger each year, so it could be good.
Right.
And I make a motion. I make a motion that we give them approval to go ahead with the plan, and we can make a decision.
I don't know whether it needs a motion or not. I mean, just.
I think it does. I'll second that. And can I add on to your motion?
Sure.
Make a motion that we give tentative approval to the volunteer fire department Step Up for Soldiers to begin planning a triathlon-like event in the June timeframe, and that we direct the town clerk to create a letter to Bill Scott's organization asking for dates in June that he would prefer us not to host an event so we can try to de-conflict with him.
From what I can tell, he has one in Williamsburg and one in Maryland.
Yeah, and those are so far away.
I second that.
Okay. Nancy, did you get that?
I did.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Tom, thank him too.
New business. Clarification of municipal authority on the state's ocean beaches. In your packet, you have a resolution and one, two, three, four. The fifth, whereas, Andy, you had a problem with this. Recent court decisions and legal claims have called into question the authority of North Carolina oceanfront municipalities.
I don't know of any court decisions that have created such a problem. The authority that we now have is for the public safety and welfare of the high water mark, which is the public trust concept of lands. And I see no problem with it. Where the trouble came in is with this new statute that they passed for no smoking on the beach. And in that statute, they put in land owned by or leased by the town. Well, we're not in that situation yet. That's why we don't have the authority to enforce anything against smoking on the beach. We would have to have the legislature say, well, all right, you're exempt from this, or you're allowed to do this. That's the only problem I see with this thing. Now, whatever problems these other beaches may have may not be our problems at all. So, you know, to specifically say we want, if you want the state to tell you what you can do, that's fine and dandy, but it's going to create a nightmare for them. I can see that right now. Well, it's good for one beach, it's not the same for another.
So, Andy, I read the resolution, and then as you were talking, I'm rereading the clarify the authority part. Mm-hmm. Is Emerald Isle's real issue getting rid of structures? Because all number one is talking about removal of of structures. So, I mean, is their concern not around smoking, but around the fact that, I guess, someone must have sued them when they tried to get rid of a structure that was falling apart?
Probably. It's probably.
They sued them when they tore some houses down.
Right.
And then they...
Were those army...
No, they were pretty nice houses, and then they, you know, they were talking about if they pumped the sand back up on the beach, houses would be livable again. They're not livable now, so...
See, their problem is not our problem.
Well, it's not a problem right now. It's just since one hurricane before it's our problem. Right? So if the Riggins becomes where it gets undercut and then you can't use any of the beach out there, and they leave it there instead of, even if it's condemned, once it's condemned, can we then force them to tear it down? I think that's what MRI's problem is they couldn't get rid of some properties because the owners wouldn't allow them to, once it was condemned, to tear it down. That's what the lawsuit is, I think. I'm not sure, because reading it out, it doesn't look like it's smoking related. At least,
I believe that, like the Riggins built an area which was under perilous conditions.
Right.
Fully knowing the same degree.
Right.
And the fact that our beach renourishment stops just north of them.
Right.
We can't help them in any way.
No, I understand that.
Can't help them
right.
In any way. And if those buildings were to go down in a storm and become debris, which is hazardous to the public health, safety, and welfare, I believe we would be in complete...
So we could take it down without... That's what it seems like MRI was getting at, and that's why I was wondering what pushed them to it. I mean, I like to support other beaches because we need them to support us when we need stuff. But I don't know that it does anything. That's what I don't understand.
If we were in that situation where they were torn down, I believe even the state of North Carolina would assist us because Fort Fisher would not want that debris.
Right. So maybe that's not a good example because of the fort there.
Yeah.
So in your concern, do you have concern with the language or just... You're saying the court claims don't really apply. Is that your
concern? Well, they don't apply to us, but it's just a matter of whether you want to help a fellow beach. That's all it is. It's we're not under that
right.
Higher necessity. They are.
I mean, I kind of think it doesn't hurt us, and we might need them for some other thing. So I'm kind of leaning towards we should support them.
You know that?
Because I don't see where it changes anything that is negative to cure.
That's a good discussion for the next one about, well, before we move on or stuff. So, yeah. All right. Do I have a motion?
So I'll make a motion we pass Resolution 1301.
Do I have a second? Hello?
Okay. Definitely.
I second, but I'd like to make a comment, and this
discussion.
Is just for Nancy Hewitt.
Yep.
There need to be a lot of punctuation, and there's one sentence that makes absolutely no sense at all. So,
and just to let you all know, I take these from what they send us, and we just put them in there.
Yeah, but that is not going to...
But
that
if there's
sentence
a sentence
makes
that
no
needs
sense
to be changed,
at all.
I need y'all... That.
What do you suggest you change?
I can't change that myself.
Well, I don't know what the sentence really means. The town of Curie Beach and 20 other municipalities have historically and continue to regulate activities. Is that have historically regulated and continue to regulate? Is that what
the
you want
to
put in
Nancy?
There?
Is that typo?
This is all just taken from... Nope.
I think
nope,
she
this
cut
is
and
actually
paste.
Cut and pasting.
Oh.
This is what... This is what they sent
us.
This is what they sent us and asked us to make into our own.
So that we just need to put regulated in there.
And which is this, number one?
Two.
No, three.
Number three.
Okay, so the term ocean beaches?
No. The same.
Have historically
regulated and continue to regulate.
Yeah.
I'll give that.
I think it works for me, but I'm an engineer, not an English person.
Okay, so have regulated.
Have historically
regulated and continue to regulate. Just okay. Add regulated after historically.
Okay.
We good with that? Hello?
And then the punctuation we'll just
that?
Deal with. That's no big
number point. Three, Resolution R1301.
My number three just says ocean beaches as used shall be defined in North Carolina General Statute 7720.
No. 1301. Yeah. Whereas the town of Curie Beach and the other 20 oceanfront municipalities in North Carolina have historically and continue to regulate activities in the public trust area.
Oh, they're talking about the third whereas.
Yes. Yes, the third whereas.
Okay.
But they sent it to you like that, Nancy?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second, a continued second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks. Okay, number two, forced taking of municipal water system. This is something of Asheville. Let me get the right page here. That Asheville wanted us to pass. And again, David, going back, this could do us some.
Yeah, now this one, I think, pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're attempting to take their water system. So is there any discussion or?
Well, I want to do the motion first. I make motion that we pass this.
And I second it.
Okay, we have a motion. Second, any discussion?
Yeah, just for the audience, the second one is the state of North Carolina General Assembly is being asked to forcibly convey the city owned water system to a municipal sewer district.
In Asheville.
It's in Asheville. And so basically the League of Municipalities and all the towns and counties are basically saying we don't want the legislature to do that. The municipal sewer authority and the town should work it out on their own, but they shouldn't be taking water systems from a municipality. They actually had a vote. The town voted and 82% said we don't want that to happen, and so they're still considering it. So that's why this was a pretty easy one for us, I think.
Yep.
That's all my discussion, sir.
On number four, whereas, if you guys would read that for a minute.
Anticipated that legislation.
I'm concerned about the last six or eight words.
That will force the transfer of a municipal water system?
What municipal water system? Or should we say could force the transfer of municipal water systems across the state? Because no, this sounds like it's just going to be one and that's all.
And that's what it is. The bill is targeted specifically at that one.
At Asheville.
Okay.
The 2011, 2012.
I don't want to go to the legislature with all the support of all the
right
towns. Okay. Okay. It'd be nice if Asheville were in there, but and when we say down at the bottom, okay, if the last whereas is all about Asheville, fine. But then when we do the now, therefore, it'll set a precedent. Endangering business opportunities and economic stability, resulting in job losses for our citizens here. Yep. Is that Curie Beach? Is that New Hanover County? Is that?
It's Curie Beach. It's from us here and across the state.
Okay.
I mean, that's how I read it.
Okay, I would prefer to put for our citizens in Curie Beach.
Make the motion, that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to vote on the motion, change the motion, take it back, or whatever you want to do that.
We can get just a motion to put that in.
Make a motion that we amend the last sentence to say for our citizens in Curie Beach and across the state. And pass it as amended.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Number three. Court creation of the Bipartisan Coastal Caucus. Now, this is very important. They want to start a coastal caucus from the folks in the General Assembly, and I think this is something that we need to support, so that's why it's on here. Coastal caucus generally discusses beach problems, and we need a strong voice in Raleigh. So,
may I ask a question? When Carolyn Justice was there, and she had an informal caucus of her own that she gathered together, how will this be different from that? Because this will be formal
this
in
will be
law.
Formal. Yeah.
Okay. And just not at the whim of a legislator, but will be permanent.
Yes, and there'll be members and all that stuff.
I make a motion we approve resolution 1303.
Second a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now, number four.
All those people came in, huh?
Yeah. Number four, request from Pleasure Island Youth Baseball to use Joey's Park baseball field.
And Mayor, Council, I promise.
Can we kind of have your name?
Yeah. Okay. Brett Keeler, 917 Colonial Circle, Carolina Beach. I'm the president of Pleasure Island Revitalization Association, which is the 501c3 that operates the Boardwalk Makeover, Bingo, Farmer's Market, and Pleasure Island Athletic Committee. 2 years ago, we started playing softball and kickball down at Curry Beach, and that began Pleasure Island Athletic Committee. Town of Curry Beach was very welcoming. We started to use the field, and then as it grew from pretty much pickup kickball, I think, at the time, it grew into a league. And we thank you guys very much for helping us in parking curbs and bathrooms and trash receptacles. Unfortunately, when we started playing softball, the field was just too small for what we need with metal bats and 250-pound guys. The field didn't really contain it, but we were very thankful. So we moved it down to Carolina Beach. So where we are now is that there's been a groundswell of people that have children that are playing at Myrtle Grove, Veterans Park. From about 1980 on, Carolina Beach had a youth baseball program, and about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it kind of just fell by the wayside because interest waned because Veterans Park was brand new. The baseball league in Carolina Beach was unaffiliated, so Veterans Park being brand new and being affiliated with Little League, it was much more attractive for the children because they also marketed the fact that, hey, if you want your kid to get a college scholarship or make the major leagues, you're not going to do it down in Carolina Beach. You need to come up here because we have travel ball. All that kind. Plus, they had a very nice facility. 4 or 5 years later, that luster has gone away, and a lot of the promises that were made have not been fulfilled, and a lot of the island youth have been thrown to the wayside from the favorite few. So there's been a bunch of active community members and parents that want to bring the kids back to the beach. Last week we went to the Town of Carolina Beach Parks and Rec because over the past couple of years they've taken those fields and converted into soccer fields, and then field number one was overgrown. Went to Parks and Rec, presented what we were planning on doing, bringing 4 to 12-year-old baseball back to the island, T-ball, machine pitch, and kid pitch. And they approved it, and they allocated dollars out of their Parks and Rec budget to help with the reconversion of field number one to suitable field for Cal Ripken League. After that point, we became, because we had one field, and we've been on the docket for, we wanted to come to Curry Beach since December, I think we were first approached. Because we had one field, we were able to go to Cal Ripken and say, hey, we have a field, we have the kids, we think, because we need a minimum of 48. At this point, we're looking at the fact that I think we have about 144 kids that we're probably going to get, which would be at least enough for 4 in each age group team, so play around robin. So we went to Cal Ripken, we got the affiliation, we're moving forward with advertisement, we opened up registration today. But what we want to, in the best case scenario, is to utilize your field. Because your field is the best case for Cal Ripken League, because it's 205 feet all the way around the fence line. We're down in Carolina Beach. The right field line is 185. If we stretch it and move the plate and make it a little bit cockeyed, we could maybe get 193 and then make a higher wall. But for tournament play and for being good sitting with Cal Ripken, we'd like at least one field that is regulation and usable for tournaments. But to do that, we need to have lights. And we need to have lights because during the summertime, it's, anybody that's been here, it's too hot to play in the sun. And 95 degrees with high humidity is not fun. So during the summertime, you need lights to play on the field in this area in Pleasure Island. And during the shoulder seasons, we need to have lights because kids get out of school at 3 o'clock, 3:30, and it's dark by 5:30, and there's no way to get in a full game, hour and a half game, let alone multiple games on a single night, to help to lower cost by having the same umpires and field maintenance and lining and all those types of things. So what we are coming here to ask from Curry Beach, our needs to use Joey's Park are to have, and I've been made aware that you do have a conduit that's run for lights. You have the lights, however, you don't have the poles to install the lights. What we would ask from Curry Beach is to be able to have those lights installed and to have usage of those lights. Cover for the dugouts, for the safety of the children, and then the ability, because we're trying to keep the registration fees as low as possible, we need to subsidize our operational costs by selling sponsorships. So the ability, and I'm not sure about your sign ordinance, whether or not nonprofits are able to advertise on public parks, but hopefully that's something that we can work out. And then the ability for overflow parking at town offices. That's what we need to operate down here. There are a couple other things that we would want down the road, but those are things that we get once the sponsorships come in, once we have our feet on the ground, firmly on the ground. You know, like PA equipment to be able to announce it, because the kids love to hear their names announced, and that can be fairly cheap. Ability to provide concessions, but that's not necessary to start operation. Scoreboard, flagpole, and additional seating, but those aren't things that we need right now to start. And then the things that we need to address with the town, if you are able to install those lights, is how to handle field preparation and maintenance. At this point, especially in Curry Beach, or Carolina Beach, we are working with the Parks and Rec committee and department to help convert that field. A lot of the community members that are in the audience tonight are spending a lot of time to get this going, and they're donating their time and also materials that they have to resod the field in Carolina Beach, relay clay to get the field up to snuff. And I know that if we had the lights in Curry Beach, that those are all things that we would be able to work with the Parks and Rec Department and to help share in some of the costs once we get our feet on the ground and we know how we can move forward.
How late at night do you usually play?
Well, since we haven't done this down here, we're not really sure, but I would say because the children that will be playing would be 4 to 12, and I would put a max on it, even at 9 o'clock. And even if we were to do adult-type leagues in this area, because it's different than Carolina Beach, because there's more residential around, that 9 o'clock we could live. But I know down in Carolina Beach, when we play softball, kickball, we play until about 10 o'clock. But this is a different situation because of the proximity to residential.
Has this been run by the Parks and Rec Committee?
I do not know what it is. I got brought. The way that it all transpired was that there was a group of citizens that had children that were playing in Myrtle Grove or in Veterans Park, and they wanted to bring it back to the beach. They got the ball rolling, and because they needed a nonprofit, and I've been involved with other things with them, they brought it to me, and I helped to facilitate the process because, as anybody knows that's going through the process, getting 501c3 donation, bank accounts, all the insurance, all the semantics, it's a time-consuming, cost-burden type of exercise.
Thanks. I've got some numbers here from Harold and Sonny both, if we're going to do this. Now, Parks and Rec has been aware, they're aware that they want to light up the field play over there. Okay, so we have discussed it. Sonny says that he needs between $5,000 and $6,000 for backstop bases, cover for the dugouts, clay, and other things. And Harold has got a price of $7,676. So
that's for the poles and the lights.
That he's got it broken down here. He's got wire $2,576, PVC. For the conduit, 500, 4, 12 by 12 by 6 PVC boxes, 150, 8 PVC boxes, 200, 20 light bulbs at $25 a piece, which is $500. 8 poles and brackets, $300. 100 amp starter, $900. Panel and breaker, $300. So it's 76, 76. And like I said, Sonny, with y'all doing part of the work or whatever, it may be a little bit less than this, but it says the backstops need some repair and a hood and wings will be needed for protection from foul balls. Other expenses include additional sod to close in the infield and several loads of clay for the dugouts, as well as new covers for the dugouts. New bases will also need to be purchased.
And I know at this point we have a vendor that's willing to donate clay for Carolina Beach, so I'm sure that we can add on another couple loads to knock that price down.
Yeah, we're looking, we're looking at $13,000.
So how many nights a week are you thinking the first
year? Depending on participation, probably maximum of 3, minimum of 1.
And that's during the week or weekend?
Yeah, during the week, most likely.
So like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or something like that?
Not Saturdays, not the weekends, most likely because parents and kids travel and there's other responsibilities.
Well, then if we got $13,000 that we can spare.
Well, again, you have your contingency, I guess. Right. That right off the top of my head would be the first place that we need to look.
Right. Yeah. We'd have to do a budget transfer for it. And when do you need the field ready to support your
opening day is scheduled for April 6th. And that's the date because of our neighboring competitors, per se. That's when they start. And so we need to have a similar start date to that.
Have we spent the 10,000, was it 10, 10 or 15 that Progress Energy
that's not
going
for that.
To give
that's
us?
Not
I know, that. But I'm sure if we ask them,
no, we have they might consider. That was for an educational program.
Well, when I talked to him, he said it was pretty much for anything the council wanted to do, with a few exceptions like tables and chairs, but that anything the council wanted to spend it on, we could. I just suggest we call him and ask him if it's a possibility to have we spent the money.
No. No, and that money will need to be earmarked for the park.
How much can we charge for naming the ball field?
Nice.
You can make it over.
Well, I think so. Part separate issue, but the signage is ahead of the budget already. If you looked at Arlen's report this month, not that that matters, but it's money that we'd add come up with somewhere else, I think.
And these are all, in talking about budgetary issues, if you appropriate money towards this and we need to come to an agreement to have fundraisers and to be able to help subsidize, if we have to take a $4,000 hit on it or if whatever we have to be a part of, as long as we don't have to do upfront money, I think that that's something that we may be agreeable to.
Great.
Question for you. So this is for the 12-year-olds. Nothing better than baseball, right?
Yeah.
Question is, do the parents pay for the participation of the children? Is some dues paid? Is that something I can help?
At this point, we've got the registration set at $50 on early registration and $60 for regular registration, which is $10 cheaper than in town,
and that's
to offset the variables. And then our sponsorship dollars, that's to help so that we can reinvest in the Curry Beach Field and the Carolina Beach Field and reinvest in the organization. So
that's a substantial amount.
Yeah. And we're trying to minimize that as much as possible in some of that.
Getting the kids off the street.
I've got a question for the speaker. First off, I'd like to have you understand that I'm all for modernizing the ballpark and getting lights on it and so forth. But I have a question to you. How many of your participants are from citizens of Curry Beach?
That I don't have hard demographics.
Probably none.
Well, but it's the same.
I wouldn't say none. There's more. There's, there's a number of 4 to 12-year-olds in town. I don't know how many play baseball.
How many play in this organization?
on that.
Not started yet, but it's the same question. The same question as Pleasure Island with the different municipal parks, that how many residents use the recreation center in Carolina Beach, and how many residents use the ball fields and soccer fields.
On that basis, I would suggest that we might look to the municipalities that have the majority of the students to help us come up with some cash.
At this juncture, you have a ball field that's sitting, that's not being used, and so right now you hit
My first comment to you is I'd like to see the ballpark modernized and lights put on. Yeah. But for your use, I don't know if that's part of it or not. You know, we do that without you.
I understand. And I know that the demographics of East Curry Beach are different than Carolina Beach and different than the county as a whole. But there's a municipal park that at this point is not unusable, but
most of this is kids are mostly from the island, right?
Yeah. And that's who's marketing it to. It's to grow the league, we're trying to get Monkey Junction down, but it's primarily probably
and the fields at Carolina Beach really don't have the size, the capacity that you need.
No, they do, and if Curry Beach isn't on board, we can still make it work, but if Curry Beach is on board, it truly is a playground in the league, and we have full community support.
Mm-hmm. Arlen, the money that the police department has put back now?
Okay. Can't use that. It's got to be for police stuff.
Okay.
I mean, there's money in the contingency fund. It's just what else is going to come up, right?
Yeah.
The contingency money put to the side.
How much is left in it? And how much you got in it?
$146,000.
That's until now, July, 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And we need to keep building it up for the beach in Urquhart. Here are the hard numbers. Y'all support the little guys, or I'll make a motion that we spend $13,000 toward the, and then y'all come up with the rest, and if you can reduce it, that's fine.
And that's to get it started?
Yes.
What's their ongoing cost?
They'll have to pick that up themselves.
Okay. That would be the end of it. One time.
Well, Sonny will spend some money maintaining it, but I talked to him today. He already does that now. So,
yeah. It's a shame to have the field.
The one thing when I talked to Sonny today about it was he doesn't want to be the line in the field type guy and stuff like that, but the cutting the field and dragging it, he does that now, right? So his only input was there's costs that we have to do to bring it up to standard, right? And that's the dollars you said. And then the, look, I don't want my guys to get into getting ready for games, right? Because I have enough work to do, especially in the summertime.
Yes.
You know,
and then as long as we would have some where to store equipment, a liner and lines, those are things that we can take care of.
Right. There's a building over there. That...
Did you make a motion?
I made a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Do you need to say it's from the contingency fund, Arlen, in the motion?
Yeah, you should do that, and then I guess for the next meeting, we'll put together a resolution.
Right.
Okay. On the resolution.
And meanwhile, we'll look at other avenues that we might have available.
Jim may kick it $5,000.
Yeah. Thank you.
Here from his retirement.
Okay, the motion is to transfer $13,000 from the contingency fund. Okay? Any monies raised by your organization to use to offset the $13,000 will be used. Mm-hmm. All right? And then you second?
Yeah, Chuck second it.
Yep.
All right. Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good, fellas.
Okay. Andy, I have a contract here that you need to read over for $3,800 for fireworks.
So we're going to do the lot number five?
No, I already skipped it. Jim, the lot.
Okay.
The lot. The lot. Sorry.
I thought he took it off.
No.
Yeah, we did when we voted. Yeah, well, we didn't take it off when we voted. Yep.
Okay.
No.
Correct. I'm just here to serve.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah. I've known it just as much now as before. Thank you. This is in regards to a lot that's on 713 Settlers Lane. It abuts the end of Curie Village Way and Settlers. There is an unimproved section of Curie Village Way that's part that's alongside this lot. It's platted as a corner lot. The woman who owns it is in the process of trying to sell it, and the person who is looking to purchase it is trying to get clarification for location of driveways and things like that. So she has asked me, since I live down here, to just shepherd it through, and whatever happens, happens.
Right, so just as a background, so I think there's some question on who has purview, whether it's the building inspector or public works, because the lot, my recommendation or my motion to council is we direct the town attorney, the building inspector, and the public works director to get together and answer the question and reply to the owner on the answer for the town.
There's no there's no chance that she can do a quick claim with a driveway going over.
That's why I think that we should have the...
That hasn't been part of any discussion that I've had with her. I've had talks with the building inspector, also with the public works director, and with Andy and with her.
And under the code of Curie Beach, the public works director has...
control of the street, either approved or unapproved. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the building inspector has control over the property itself.
Okay.
Yes. That's my motion, is that the town attorney, the building inspector, public works director get together and then respond to her question.
I second David's
motion. Also include that guardhouse up there on that, Curie Village Way? Yeah,
so it's a separate issue. Andy would request that he provide direction to them on that. I think separate issue, let's take them separately. So let's finish my motion and talk.
Motion, second. All in favor?
All right. Can we get a second? I didn't hear anybody do a second.
I said
Mayor.
Mayor, second.
Gotcha.
Okay, second.
The second issue, not relating to this, is the town attorney's...
I'm involved with this one, too.
The town, previous councils have addressed this issue, but we never formally sent anything to the Homeowners Association about that building. And the issue with that building is, if the town needed that land, it's the town's land. And so while the previous council said we're fine with this guard shack being there, the town attorney would just like us to direct him to work with the building inspector and the public works director to formally inform them of the town's stance of it. So I make a motion that we direct him to get with the two of them and communicate to them.
I second that.
And I contact the HOA group and let them know.
Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. All right. Thank you, Jim. The fireworks contract is, I have it in my hand. It's for $3,800. It comes out of the beach for the party we have in April down there. So. And if you'll read that, look it over, and sign it, that's good. Do I have a motion to spend $3,800?
Is it already in the budget?
It's already in there.
For the festival?
Okay.
I'll make a motion we spend the $3,800.
And I'll second it.
Thank you. Nancy, did you get that? Okay. And the last. Miss Shuttleworth. Miss Shuttleworth. How did I get that?
Wow. Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. You have been despairing with that. You have been despairing.
I don't know. He's kind of cute.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Emily, you had some discussion about our legislative agenda?
Well, I sent you some other suggestions,
yes,
and I just felt like this was important enough that we needed to make a decision together.
Well, I was asked to get the decision to the good senator by last Friday, and I was the only one at the meeting, and y'all received emails, and you were out of town, so I guess you were out of town.
Yes.
So you have an excuse. Now, I don't
think this email came January the 8th. I responded on the 10th, which was the day before to send it, and nobody else responded at all, but the dates and all are irrelevant. I think most of all, if there's something in here we don't agree on, and I don't have a copy of that.
Let me get it.
If there's something we don't agree on that we need to take out, or if there's something that's not in there, like transportation, that needs to be added in.
You wanted to add something about the water, what was it?
I wanted to add
the endless. It's in the note.
That's right. In Carolina Beaches.
I wanted to add it's an issue for us,
right,
because we're helping to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, but first of all, before we even get there, that the Clean Water Trust Fund be funded at its previous level and the funds made available to Cary Beach for phase two of our storm water project. Because, I mean, we talked about, or Sonny talked about to us, you know, actually making that happen this year or next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no Clean Water Trust Fund, if they do away with it, that's part of our major funding source.
I don't think they're going to do away with it. I think it's going to be curtailed, along with CAMA and some others. They've got to pay off a $2.5 billion debt to the federal government, first off.
I'm not talking about that, okay? I'm talking about the things this town needs.
Right.
Funding from the Clean Water Trust Fund, we desperately need. And I would like for that to be an issue that's in there. Also, a long-term solution to fund dredging of the shallow draft inlets. They did that little study, but they haven't come up with anything significant to find a solution to that problem. And if it means working with us and all the other beach communities, that's fine. But I know it's over there in Carolina Beach, but that's just as much our problem as it is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the homeowners insurance, which was in the paper, is one of the top 10 things they need to address this year. I think we need to stay on top of that, and our legislators need to stay on top of that, see to it that we don't get the raw end of the deal on that.
They have said that they're going to stay on that at the meeting.
Well, it would be nice if we just added that to their list so they know it's important to us. And then the Medicaid extension is for children and elders and people with disabilities. And as we've seen with the bus situation, that applies to people here on Pleasure Island as much as it does across the state. And then there are all of yours that are on there, definitely, you know, beach renourishment. Definitely that magistrate's office. I mean, we've been talking about that, and Dennis has been asking about that for years.
Well, you need about 5 bullet points. If it gets any larger, they're not going to remember what they're...
Well, I think we should prioritize them, right?
That's fine.
I mean, so just so we're clear on, we've got them all, right? So we have the 4 that Dean has. Has everybody got their paper so we can keep track, right?
Yeah.
So we don't
get
lost, right?
Do you have another one? Because I don't have one.
You can have that one.
Hold on.
She has one. Don't worry about it.
You don't want to pay me.
He has a copy. So if we right now say those are 1 through 4, just to say those are 1 through 4, not in order, but to keep track.
Okay.
And then clean water is number 5. And then the shallow draft deal is number 6. Homeowners is number 7. Medicaid is number 8. And then the Greenway is number 9, right?
Yes.
Okay. So are there any others before we start talking about it? Steve or...
Now, the funding to pay the remaining $1 million debt, that would be a Parks and Recreation fund again.
Yeah.
So that one, we need to make sure the Parks and Recreation is funded with the state.
Yeah, well, so we've got 9 things.
Yeah.
I don't know how we score them to, because I agree with you. If you send 9 things up there, that's too many. You need to have a good list. But I agree with Emily. It should be our list. It shouldn't be, you know.
Well,
so I guess from my standpoint, and this is just me, I don't know how we score them. If you take a second and get your list, we can put it on a piece of paper and work through it, right? That might be a fast way to do it if everyone sits down and puts your 1 through 9 and then we score them and we'll get through it. Can everyone
That's
take a second and do that? Put them in your order?
Yeah.
And then Chuck, Dean, Steve,
Nancy, could you get one of those ads out of the office over there? No, I don't mean that pad. I mean the big pad.
Do we have a big one?
Oh, oh. A big pad, you know. Let's see if we have it in the closet.
There's a little square for the pad right here.
It's in up here. So if you start on the first page, clean water is number 5 right now. This one's number 5. And then the next one is the illness is number 6, and then homeowners is 7, Medicare is 8, and then.
And I don't appreciate you saying that you understood, because I was told by Senator Goolsbee to get this to him.
All I can say is what I saw in the newspaper. That they were asking for everybody to turn theirs in by the end of January. That's all I said. Okay.
Well,
I came to the office this morning.
Because it cost everybody so much.
I did the email, I came in.
Did you get it? Did you find it, Nancy? It's in the closet.
No.
It's in the back closet.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Just right on the wall back there.
Yeah, mark on the wall.
Hey, it's back here, isn't it?
No. They always have been.
I told my wife I'd be home at 8:30 for dinner.
Yeah, well, we gotta get it up fast.
Yeah, we're gonna speed this up.
Are we not getting any money at all from them on the Dow project, or is this the $50,000
we were
already
promised?
We've got
$50,000 and another $50,000. When you get it. If the state cuts out their funding for beach renourishment, it'll be up the creek.
Yeah.
David,
yeah.
When you get done, how about going in there and taking a whiff in that closet? It smells like something electrical in there.
Okay, I will.
Ah!
Okay. Right. Who's going to do this?
I will.
Who's going to be on?
I'll write.
Okay, well, then let's see. Well, yeah, we'll just keep it here.
Yeah, so they can make it so they can all see it. Pointing towards council.
Okay.
Because they're the ones that.
Now, this is my mega big.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Just right with the tip.
Okay.
Nancy, you don't have any little dots around here, do you?
No, I don't think I have any. Mm-hmm. Nope. I have like just address labels. Oh my God.
Anybody want to go first?
Steve? He's got you up first.
Number one is your top priority, okay?
Beach renourishment, one.
Okay. Beach renourishment, okay. Number two?
Satellite office, three.
Okay.
That'll have to be legislative.
Oops. Okay.
I mean, yeah, and then my number three is the funding to pay the remaining, number four, $1 million debt on the park.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
Okay. Four.
Yeah, 50 grand.
So that's the Dow chemical thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dow. We need to get rid of it.
Okay. Number five?
The North Carolina Clean Water Trust Fund.
Clean Water Trust Fund. Six?
Oh, okay, six. Huh?
Well, I'll go all the way to the end in case.
Yeah.
Long term.
What's long term?
That was number six, long term solution for dredging.
Oh, inlet. Okay.
Yeah, the inlet, and then I have. Home insurance, number seven.
Insurance? Eight?
Medicaid.
Okay. And nine?
Green.
Okay. You want to go next one?
Sure.
Okay.
Number one, the homeowner's insurance.
Okay. Okay.
Number two, beach renourishment.
Okay.
Number three, inlet dredging.
Okay. Four.
Number four, clean water trust fund.
Okay.
Five. Number five, the magistrate office.
What did I call that?
Satellite magistrate office.
Sat off, okay. Sorry, I didn't know what I called it. Okay.
Number six, the greenway.
Greenway. Okay. Seven.
Number seven, Dow Chemical.
Okay. Dow Chemical. Okay.
Number eight, Medicaid.
Okay.
And number nine, the Oceanfront Park.
On this park. Okay. Dean?
Beach renourishment.
Okay.
Yeah. Satellite office. Park.
Park.
Dow Chemical.
Dow.
Yep, and then we'll put the clean water.
Clean water.
Yeah.
Clean water trust fund.
Yep, inlet.
Inlet.
And what do you got left, I guess?
Medicare's one.
Insurance.
Insurance. Yeah, the insurance is next, and then that's it.
Medicare, and there's two more. I don't know which two.
Greenway.
Greenway is.
Greenway and Medicare. Which one? Okay, whichever one.
Whichever one. Greenway doesn't matter.
So, do you
Greenway's.
Think you got a chance of getting $1 million?
Okay. Chuck?
Wait a minute. I want to know why I waste a vote on $1 million for the park.
I want to fully fund the Parks and Recreation Park so we can go to them again.
You think there's a chance of getting
I think if we can get a chunk out of them.
Yeah. I like to ask for things that we
have
a chance of getting.
Okay. Yeah.
Number one, beach renourishment.
Okay.
Number three, the satellite.
Oh, two?
I'm sorry. It's his number three. Number two is on the Dow Chemical. Number three, rather, Dow Chemical.
Dow.
The homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
The what's next there? What's left?
There's a whole bunch left. There's five of them.
I did homeowners, right? I did that, right?
Yeah. You did homeowners, there's four.
Okay, so the shallow draft.
Okay, inlet.
Medicaid.
There's clean water trust fund.
One of them isn't.
And the park is in this
state. It's giving them
Park's last.
Park's last, okay. Got two more. Medicaid and what's the other one? I can't see. I'm too close. Clean water greenway? Trust fund and
clean water.
And the greenway.
Yeah.
Right. Good enough.
Okay, so mine I put beach renourishment number one. Number two was homeowners. Because that didn't cost them any money, but they got it instead.
Insurance commissioners can be hard to change.
Three was trust fund. Four was Dow. Five was 6 were met. 7 was the park. 8 was med. And 9 was the greenway.
You have med up there twice.
I'll do it. Med, oh, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, the satellite office, sorry, thank you. Come here too close. Okay, so number one, everybody agrees, beach renourishment, right?
Right.
So number two, it looks like satellite office, homeowners, number two. Is that?
You've got three for satellite.
Three
out of five.
It's like satellite office is 2 and homeowners is 3.
1, 2, satellite office. Both of those are real money, right? Number three, homeowners is not money per se. It's making
it's
sure
a major
they.
Issue.
I think it is for us, right? That's why I put it high, and I think some other people did, right? So then 4, that's where we sort of break down, right? So let's do out the ones that this one's off, this one's off, this one's off. So let's see. Park. Dow looks like it's number 4.
There you go.
Does everybody agree with that?
Yep.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm doing it right. So you guys are farther back than Dow. If we say 5, so then if we just pick the Dow. This one's gone.
Looks like inlet would be 5 because it's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is inlet our fifth one? Park is here and here, so there's 2 of them. And then it's over here for the other 3. So we say inlet's
say
number
inlet's,
5?
Yeah.
You guys agree with that or no? I mean, I can do math if we need to do math. But
No. I mean, it's...
And we can say the park's number 6 if we want to put 6 instead of 5, right? I mean, so is that, does that seem right to everybody?
I don't know. It looks like Clean Water Trust Fund got more
between,
than park.
Okay, so park, this is 3, it's the lower number, right? So 3, that's a 9. That's another 3. That's another 9. And that's a 7, right? So 6, 15, 24, 31 for park. Lower number, better, right?
Yeah.
Clean Water Trust one, there's 5. 4 is 9. And 5 is 14. And 8 is 22. And 3 is 20, you're right. 3 is 20, 25, right? So you're right. So Clean Water Trust one is ahead of the park. Okay. Good. That's why I'm someone far away. So is that our 6? That answer the.
I think so.
We need that to come from. You ready for the numbers now?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Beach renourishment is our number 1 priority. The satellite magistrate office is our number 2 priority. Homeowners insurance is number 3. The removing the Dow
intake
is number 4. The shallow water inlet dredging is number 5, and the Clean Water Trust Fund is number 6.
Okay, so that's what we want to go ahead and send to Goldsby and
right.
The other guys.
Do you okay. have a top for this? So there we go.
Thanks.
I have a
lot of knowledge. I'm explode.
All right. If I can just like get a motion from someone that the list.
Or make a motion.
The list
okay,
to
make
submit
a motion.
To.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll second.
All in favor, see me say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Thank you.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Second.
That contract.
All in favor, see me say aye.
Hey.
Contract.
That contract I just gave back to you.
Oh, you're supposed to look at
contract.
It. And you...
You had a problem with that one?
I have a problem with number 15. Okay. We don't do Pennsylvania Commonwealth law here.
Nice. There you go.
I'll give this to Harold and tell him to
fix it.
Yeah, he got it on the fax, so I'll tell him to fix it.
Okay. So, can we maybe get another motion just for it, the the adjustment on that?
The what?
You guys went ahead and voted on the approval. Is that for the fireworks?
That was for money, not for the contract.
For the fireworks contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
we approved the money, but
it's
not
in the budget.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You good now? Ready now? Okay, I'm good now.
Make a motion to adjourn.
We did.
Second, you missed the vote.
I did. No, Steve did. Steve did.
Pick one.
Yeah, Steve did.
Steve, you're only 2 minutes late for Rush. I would all go in there right now.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.